the sows and the barrels were in the pig pen or something.
What about a female that's never had pigs before? Would you still call her a sow?
No, I wouldn't. A sow is a mother pig. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what you'd call one that hasn't. And you call a cow a heifer.
Mm-hmm.
And you call a mare a filly if she hasn't had babies. But I don't know the name for a hog.
What's the stiff hairs that a hog has on its back?
The bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tusks.
And just one of those would be?
One tusk.
And what you put the food in for the hog would be the?
The trough.
And talking about several?
Troughs.
And a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild pig, they used to call them. They would talk about going out and getting wild boar.
And is a wild boar necessarily a male?
No, that's strange, because a wild boar just means any wild pig. It doesn't have to be male. To me, it doesn't. And I know when people hunt them, they sometimes bring back females, and they still have said we're going boar hunting.
What would you say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry? You'd have to go feed the...
the livestock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese?
The poultry.
And if it's time to feed the livestock and do your chores, it would be, you call it what time?
I don't know. I guess it's chore time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
I didn't know it made a special noise. I don't know what it is.
What noise does a cow make?
A moo.
Does a calf moo too?
Calf bellows sometimes.
Okay. And a horse?
Horse whinnies or neighs.
And how would you call cows to get them in out of the pasture?
I've heard that done, and I don't know what you do to a cow. You see a pig.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Hog callers do most of the calling that I know of. Usually you'd just walk out in the pasture and the cows would be lined up at the fence ready to go in and be milked, and so you wouldn't have to call them anything. You just open the gate and they'd race past you.
What would you say to her to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Hold still.
Okay. And to call a calf to you?
I'd probably say, here boy, but then that's because I'm a city girl and I don't know the terminology.
What about something you say to a mule to get him to turn left or right?
You say G to the right and haw to the left.
And to get him started?
Giddy up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to make him back up?
I don't know.
How would you call a horse out of the pasture?
I wouldn't.
And haw?
Well, a hog caller will go only in a much more resonant voice, very loud and screechy.
What would you say to him to get him to move away from you?
I would say get away, or shoo.
Okay, and how would you call sheep?
I don't know.
What about chickens?
Well, sometimes you make sort of clucking noises to call the chickens, and you go, quack, 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 quack. But I don't know that it's very effective. Chickens are pretty dumb.
You ever been around guineas?
Never.
Seen them?
I've seen them. I've never had an occasion to be around them much.
They're
dumb
chickens.
So are turkeys. Turkeys are probably the dumbest birds around. Oh, and smelly.
It's supposed to be real hard to raise, aren't they?
Yes, but before I knew the Murfin family, they raised turkeys on the ranch one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they decided that although it was financially more than a break-even operation, it was not worth the trouble and the smell and the nuisance of all those dumb turkeys.